Welcome back to talking about some of the parts of Daniel Eisenberg. In Parshas Tazria, the end of the Parsha, we learn about what happens when someone is to be a confirmed case of Tzaras. In Perek Yudgimel Pasuk Mem Hey, he's of the Tzarua, the Torah tells us that his begad of yufrumim, he has to tear his clothing, verosha yafarua, something should be done with his hair. It's a discussion in the Gemara what that means. Vel safam yata, he should wrap himself, up to his mustache. And then, vitamei, tamei yikra, which seems to say, and he shall call out, Yikra, he shall call out, Tameh, Tameh, impure, impure. And Rashi over here tells us that Mashmiya shehu Tameh v'afrisha mimenu, that he should tell people that he's Tameh, so they should distance himself, they should distance themselves from him. So he has to let people know, public service announcement, I am Tameh. However, talking about someone over here, elucidates a little bit, it says, V'charoza machrez v'amar, and he shall surely proclaim and say, Ruchoku Ruchoku means Mesa'ava. Distance yourselves from the Tuma. So it's interesting that we have this this expression over here, Vicharoza Machrez Vyamar, that there's this like major proclamation, there's a double expression, and then he says, distance yourself from the impurity. So the distance yourself is not explicit in the pasuk. The pasuk just says tamei tamei. He'll call out tamei tamei. So Targum Yonason is telling the reason for that, that because you should distance yourself from the impurity. But why or where does Targum Yonason get from this pasuk this double expression of the announcement? V'charoza machriz v'amar. In the pasuk, it doesn't say. Kara yikra or something like that with a double expression. So where does Targum Yonason draw this from? So I think we can possibly answer it by taking a look at a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Hey speaks about this exact pasuk, and it talks about the Metzora, that he has to do this. He has to call out Tamei Tamei. And it tries to derive from here in general that you have to warn people about tuma. You have to mark off graves so people know not to become tame. We see from the it's over here. The Gemara then asks, "Wait, hold on. Isn't there something else that we learn from this? Don't we have a tradition that the tame tame yikra is actually that he is making an announcement that people should daven for him? Isn't that why he says he announces that he's tummy? Everyone should know not to stay away because of the tuma. Everyone should know to daven for him. They should know about his distress, and hopefully he'll recover." So the Gemara then responds, right, that is true, but that's what we learn from the extra tame. It says the tame tame yikra. You should call out tame tame. So there's two expressions. One is tame. I am tame, so make sure you don't get tame. Another tame is written there to say that I am tame. I'm suffering a very very trying situation. Please daven for me. Now, Targum Yonason doesn't make mention of this other idea that you want people to daven for him. He just says min misava, just from tuma. So perhaps Targum Yonason is not accepting that Gemara in Moed Katan. It's taking a different approach. It's not reading tame tame as referring to the two different reasons that the Metzora announces that he is a Metzora. It only holds of one. And now, if that's true, Targum Yonason has something else to deal with. Targum Yonason has to deal with the pasuk using this double expression, tame tame. Why does he say tame tame? Just say tame, tame yikra. This is the question of the Gemara. The Gemara explains that the double expression teaches you that there are two reasons that he has to proclaim that he's tame, so people should know not to get near him, and also so people should daven for him. But according to Targum Yonason, that it's only about the impurity, so now Targum Yonason has a different problem to solve. Why does he say tame tame with this double expression? And the answer would seem to be that it's coming to show there's an urgency that, this is a big proclamation that he has to make sure he has to let people know right away, tame tame. And it could be that's where Targum Yonason understood that you should, it should be v'charoza machreiz emar, you shall surely proclaim and say, because this the double lashon of tame doesn't teach some two separate lessons, rather it's one lesson, but a true sense of urgency in this matter. Now, just to conclude with this final point of why it may be right, it's very there's a very nice lesson to learn if you could say that he's that someone people should daven for him, and that he requires the tzibur. I think many suggest this, that you know, somebody who distanced himself from others and hurt others now has to rely on others to daven for him and get him out of a situation. But according to Targum Yonasan, that's not the lesson. That's from the Moed Katan, but that's not the lesson over here. According to Targum Yonasan, it has nothing to do with people davening for him. But I still think there's a lot of significance in him warning people to stay away, because very often the sin was something against others. The sin was about, some antisocial avera, most famously speaking lashon hara, causing fights, and not caring about the damage that you cause. You know, people don't realize how damaging lashon hara could be, and just one small comment, even one word, even one glance, and can ruin a person's life, and they could lose their job, and ruin a person's marriage with just these small things. People are not aware of the power of their speech and other averas that they do, and This is a turnaround for the Mitzora. We could say that Tame Tame Yikra, urgently, he says, no, don't be damaged by me. I don't want you to be damaged by my Tumah, because I've already caused enough damage. And this is his sense of urgency, is to try to rectify his wrongs. He can't possibly do that, but at least to change his ways and to be concerned about other people. Have a beautiful Shabbos.